Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. I am your host, C. Willie. This is volume 2025, episode number 51. Our air date is Thursday, December 18th, 2025, a week from Christmas. We're fired up about that. I am fired up to have my co-host, the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep.
She is still here, still hasn't kicked me out, which I'm really blessed about since it's a week from Christmas. So that's good. The other thing that we are blessed about and that we are so excited about, we have back with us for a return interview, one of our favorite guests ever, Mel Mercadotti. This is Novacetic is with us tonight. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're fantastic. We're loving having you back.
I'm so excited to be back on.
Well, and for those of you that may have missed our first go-round with Mel, indie rock, amazing vocals, amazing sound from her band. It's really a fresh sound in this genre. There are a lot of bands that, okay, yeah, we sound. Novacetic is unique. And it's fun to hear their music, and you've got to check them out. And as we were talking before we turned the mics on tonight, the three songs that you provided is from the same EP. But the three songs that you provided us tonight feel to me like they're just next level. Going back and listening to this a return time, you listen to it, I guess, with a little different ear. And are the three tonight that we're going to talk about, so You're Gonna Miss Me, Come Down, Cross My Finger, are these three in any way different than what the rest of the EP is?
Technically, no. It's all kind of the same vibe. I tried to keep it really cohesive. And the two singles that we previously just released to are also going to be on the EP. So if, you know, you've heard those before. I'm not sure if anyone's listened yet, but it's kind of sure the same. Same genre, same vibe, very pop rock.
And is that what you're going for with the band? Is that kind of the feel? And you've got several releases that are out there right now, but is that kind of the vibe, the crowd that you want?
Right now, yes.
It's working.
It really is. But honestly, I'm inspired by so many different types of genres and different types of music that right now I'm really into pop rock and a little bit of punk. But it's like, who knows? Maybe in 10 years, I'll want to make a country album. And, you know, I never want to limit myself to want to be very one note. Like all of my favorite bands, like one of my favorite bands is Paramore, and they've evolved so much throughout time. And I just hear the same thing over and over of, I wish they were writing like the emo music again. And I was like, of course, that was a great sound for them, but everybody's got to evolve at some point. So I just hope that I can explore a bunch of different avenues. But for right now, pop rock is really my thing. I'm digging it.
and we are. We are as well. Now, it's been about a year or so that you visit us. What has changed in this last year? What are kind of the highlights and the things that have gone on?
You know, what's crazy is not a lot has changed. The only really big one, I think, is we have a new guitar player. It's actually my boyfriend. He's a talented guitar player, but he's actually taking the weight of playing and singing from me, because it's so much easier to interact with the crowd and, you know, be emotive and be expressive when I'm not looking down and trying to focus on two things at once.
You bet.
So it was really important. He's a really important addition to the band, and I think has really evolved our sound.
The stage presence is probably much different today.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
I always compare it to when I was in high school and I played basketball. My coach would always say, you have to look up. You can't dribble and look at the ball because you can't see what you're doing.
Right.
And I thought it was the same kind of thing playing guitar. I always have to look down to see what I'm doing and I can't look at anybody or...
Okay.
It's just so robotic.
I'm making a note right now. This is our first sports reference on the show, and I'm really...
Yeah, look, I got my Pistons.
Yeah, there you go. Well, at Quarter okay. People tell you I'm a sports junkie, so this is a highlight right now in our show. Well, the first one that we've got up tonight is You're Gonna Miss Me, and I don't know what it is, Mel, but when I listen to these songs again, I said, wow, I love this. And maybe I might be going through my own transition. You talk about becoming, maybe I'll do a country album 10 years from now. I think mm-hmm. I'm going country into more of the emo indie realm now.
So when this
show airs on December 18th, I will have been to see Felicity in Detroit on the 13th. Again, this is my evolution. So I'm coming right to your side right now.
He is.
Glad I get to be a part of it.
Well, tell us a little bit about You're Gonna Miss Me.
So actually, it is a Connie Francis cover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If you listen to the original, it's very like old style 50s. The original is like 3 minutes long, and I think our cover is like a minute and a half, just to show you, like, punk covers just really condense things. But I just really wanted to do something different. I love when someone can do a cover and it sounds the same, but also not at all like the original. I think it's so easy to do a cover where it's like, oh, it has to sound exactly like the original, but there's nothing... Yeah. You're not making it your own. You're just kind of, it's more of like a karaoke song in that sense. So I really enjoy Connie's music. I know I think she passed away earlier this year. So rest mm-hmm. in peace. She's just so talented. And it was just an honor to cover one of her songs and make it our own.
Well, and I think that's the great thing is you really did. And when we hear this, folks, you knowing that it is a cover, you don't know it's a cover. That's the uniqueness. That's the great thing about this.
Thank you.
Let's give this a listen. You're Gonna Miss Me from Nopacetic.
One kiss, one little sigh. That's all you gave me when you said goodbye. But someday, baby, someday, darling.
Nopacetic version of You're Gonna Miss Me, and yes, I will. What a great tune. Love what you did with that. I really do. It is. You still feel the old, I guess, the old hook.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, your version It just, I
it's
fires
very
me.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You want to dance to it?
It was funny when I was in the studio recording. I think we were mixing the song afterwards, and I was listening to the vocals, and I was just kind of like, because I'm always very critical of my vocals. Just because it's me. I mean, if it was anybody else and I listened, I'd be like, you sound great. But just because it's me, I hear every little thing.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to my, I was talking to our producer, Drew, and I was like, do you think I should re-record those? And as I was saying that, another producer, actually the owner of the studio, his name is Pat. He was walking through and he was like, no, I think your vocals sound great. And that's all it took. I was just like, I guess I don't need to redo this. Say less.
Well, if you ever need a second opinion, please get a hold of me.
Oh, I would be honored.
All right, folks, we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back with Mel Mercandati from Nopacetic. We've got a great new sponsor here at Vehicle City Sound, and all of you blue-collar, hard-working fans are going to love them. Bare Knuckles Leatherwork Gloves are now a part of the VCS family. These patented double-wedge, pre-curved Premier Leather Work Gloves are crafted to naturally fit the curve of your hands. The gloves are engineered for superior comfort, reducing hand fatigue and increasing productivity. Made from premium leather, they offer exceptional durability and protection, ideal for demanding work environments. Whether you're tackling heavy-duty tasks, working in cold weather, or handling delicate welding jobs, Bare Knuckles gloves provide the perfect balance of flexibility and strength. Designed with the hardworking professional in mind, these gloves ensure your hands stay comfortable and safe day in and day out. Elevate your work experience. Choose the gloves that work as hard as you do. BuyBareKnuckles.com. That's BuyBareKnuckles.com. And use the code VCS for a 15% discount. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are blessed to be joined by Nopacetic's Mel Mercandati. And, you know, we just got done listening to a cover, You're Gonna Miss Me, that you did, and made it your own. These next couple of songs, Come Down and Cross My Finger, really unique to what you guys are doing. The sound is just spot on. And tell us a little bit about the development. And you talked about the new addition to the band, the lead guitarist, enabling you to kind of focus on your craft a little more. How is that advancing the band?
Sorry, I'm stuck on this question.
Oh, you're fine. Just because you're fine.
We're doing good then.
If I could put it into perspective, this album, I wrote all of the songs and I kind of went onto my computer, demoed them out, showed the band, and was like, these are the songs. Whatever you want to add is fine, but this is what it's going to be. And they were really cool with that. But I feel like now that we have another addition and we're kind of evolving in a certain way, I want to be more collaborative in my songwriting. I've always been kind of gatekeepy. Like, this is my thing. I was kind of like a little bit of a control freak. Even our producer could tell you that even when he was mixing things, I'd be like, tell me when you're mixing. I'm coming in and I'm giving you comments. And I would just sit behind him and like say, no, I like this. No, I don't like this. Just because I'm so particular about what it sounds like. And I've never really been very collaborative before. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, is I really want the band to contribute more to the writing part of it. So it's more of like, it's not just me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, but do you feel that the band artistically, I understand you're doing the writing, but it's interesting to me that you talked about the fact that here's what we've got, band, you do your thing. Mm-hmm. So you really are collaborating from the standpoint that they're filling out what your vision was.
That's true. That's very true. I will say, though, I did, when I made the demos, I kind of established what the feel of the song should be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they just, because if if you listen to any of the demos that I make, it's just me putting beats together on the computer. Real drummer or real bass player is going to be like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, a human can play that.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah. I handed it to them and I'm like, can you please make it make sense? There are some times when our guitar player, Craig, will be like, so wait, how do you play that one again? Like, what chords is it? And I'm like,
I don't know.
Really the names of chords except for the basic ones. I just kind of will learn covers, learn chords, and be like, oh, I like the way that sounds. And then I'll play. And that can be restricting, but I also feel like it can be really freeing too, because I've gone into the studio and played songs for people and they're like, how did you think to put that chord progression together? And I'm like, what are you talking about? They just sound good together. Like, I'm not thinking the technical aspect of it.
Well, and I really think that's the beauty of your music, Mel. You are not restricted by what everybody else thinks the pattern should be or what they think the progression should be. You're doing what sounds good to you. And that is what makes your music unique.
Thank you. I really try.
You're accomplishing it. So the next one that we've got is Come Down. Tell us a little bit about this song.
So I actually wrote this song after I graduated college. Well, around spring break territory, because I graduated 2020, so COVID.
Yes.
Well, I was home and I was just not knowing what to do with myself. So I'm like, I'm going to teach myself how to record music. So I just sat in my closet and just did it every single day. And I actually, one of my previous EPs, it's the one where I'm like crawling out of a pool when I was younger, a little gremlin. And Calm Down's actually on that, but it's the version that I made when I didn't know what I was doing. And I just really didn't think that my version did the song justice. So I was like, brought it to the band and I was like, guys, I really think that we can make this song sound really good. I just need some help. I was just blown away by what the final product ended up being, just because it's one of my favorite songs that we've ever played.
Well, I am quite certain it's going to become the favorite of many more, because this is an absolutely dynamite song. Come Down, No Setting.
My vision on the world is changing.
Yeah.
Love it. This is actually my playlist, by the way. So like when I do my runs, it's a good running song too. Just, you know, those who are listening, it's good because it gets you the beat going, but it's so cool that when you're looking around at the trees, you're like, this is awesome. Like, and then all of a sudden you realize you just ran a mile. So that's it.
I think what I love about that song so much is it's so clean. It's crisp. It's your point on every note. And it's rare that you hear a song like that, but it's so spot on everything you're doing. I have become a huge fan of that song.
Thank you. I think it's definitely on my top, like, three of the songs I've ever written. There are just sometimes when you write a song and you don't really believe that you wrote it. It's kind of crazy. I'm just like, I wrote that?
What a great feeling to have. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, fans, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to be right back after this. Hey there, VCS fans. It's time for the second annual Fan Favorites Voting. We're counting on you.
Voting is our website, vehiclecitysound.com. Make sure you look for the Fan Favorite tab. Voting begins December 12, 2025, and runs to 11:50, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 31st, 2025. And guess what? The winners will be announced on January 5th, 2026 at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We'll have a special show for you that night and let everybody know who won. Get out there, vote early, vote often, get your favorites recognized. We love y'all. Have a happy holiday. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Mel Malcandani from Nopacetic. And Melanie, we've talked about a number of things tonight. Unfortunately, this show is coming out on December 18th. You have, which we would have loved to push, but you had a release party on the 13th of December. So a few days ago, we trust that went great.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
That's right.
We had a great time. Right.
So what's happening? Where the band going to be playing some new venues? What are you going to be doing here these next few months if fans want to get out and see you?
That's actually one of my goals of the new year. Because I personally am a very introverted person. It's hard for me to make connections and network in the music industry. Therefore, you know, making it really difficult for us to find shows. And usually I just take what I can get. Someone will ask me, hey, do you guys want to play? I'm like, yeah. We've been itching to play. We practice a lot.
Yeah.
So if there's any musicians out there that are listening to this and like what you hear, you know, feel free to reach out to me. We love to play shows. We love to meet new people.
We are going to do everything we can to help get you connected with some folks because your music needs to be heard. It really does. We know you're a good friend with Jackie Daniels, who we understand is actually a neighbor of yours.
I love Jackie. And
we will place the bug in Jackie's ear, too. We've got to get you out there.
I appreciate that.
You bet. But before we break away or get to the last song that we've got for you, where do fans find you? Where are your socials, your addresses, that sort of thing?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook. You can find us at nopacetic.com. I update the website all the time. It's got a lot of fun things like, you know, you can find all of our lyrics. You can find where to, if you want to buy a CD or a t-shirt or whatever, it's all on there. I always update if we have shows. And if we have videos and stuff, I always put them up there. So that's like the all-encompassing thing. But I'd say I'm the most active on Instagram. Okay. Secondary TikTok, because I just like to make stupid videos.
I don't intend them to be stupid, but they turn out that way pretty frequently.
Sometimes I'm like, well, that's a really good idea for a video, and then I record it and I post it, and I'm like, that was actually kind of stupid.
Yeah, guilty.
Okay, no shame.
There's no shame.
That's fine. So Mel, the last one that we've got queued up is Cross My Finger. Tell us a little bit about this song. This is, it's almost a break from what you're doing with the rest of them. It's got that a little more rocky sort of sound. Mm-hmm.
This song, so, you know, the best songs always come from heartbreak. So I was just so compelled to write this. And I remember writing it in my room. And when I recorded it, I was just playing like the bass line on my guitar. And then when I recorded the demo, it was just so simple. It was just the same drum beat over and over again for 3 minutes. And then I brought it to the band. And I was just mind blown because everyone in our band kind of has, you know, different tastes. Like, our guitar player really likes classic rock. Our drummer and our bass player really like classic rock, but like the early 2000s, like pop punk too. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend's a different story. He has a very like, what would you call it? Niche taste in music. Like, sure. He's very into like 80s goth.
Okay. Oh.
So yeah. We have a very eclectic group.
Yeah.
So once they started putting music to the song, I was just kind of blown away. Like, I can thank them wholeheartedly for what it developed into, because I don't know, there's some, and I may be wrong here, but there's some like Black Sabbath-y sounding vibe to me that I really enjoy about this song. Like, it's leaning more rock versus pop.
Yeah.
And it's also the most, I feel like, aggressive my vocals are on the entire album, which I really like.
Oh, I think I see the direction now, where you're going to evolve. And Quarter Peep is fired up about
it. I'm in. Let's go. Sign me up.
All righty. Let's give this a listen. No Pathetics, Cross My Finger.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a warrior song.
It is.
Oh, yes, it is.
I tell you what, awesome.
Damn straight.
Awesome ability to change your range too, because it really is. You talked about how kind of raw and how animal that kind of got your voice. I absolutely love the fact that we can go from a song like Come Down and then go into that, and the difference in how you're handling yourself and handling your vocals, and the difference in the sound of the band. I did hear Black Sabbath in
that. I did too.
It's really awesome. Just absolutely awesome, Mel.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I also have I just want to give him a little shout out. Our producer, I'm saying his name wrong. Andrew Guay. He's so talented. He's such a talented producer, and he was so patient with me because I would be like, oh, I have some more edits on this, or like just bothering him to change everything until it was absolutely perfect. And he's just as much of a perfectionist as I am.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just really made the process so enjoyable. And I can't really speak for him, but I think we're both really proud of how it turned out. And I think every band member, him, me, this whole project was just such an amazing experience. And like, we got something so great out of it.
You really did. You really did. That's all three of these that we were able to share tonight, to me, are just perfection from you
and
guys.
It's fine, and it's reality. It yes. And it's you.
Yeah. Yeah. No question.
Cool.
I also think it's so funny that I can talk about like such heavy topics, like cross my fingers and hope to die, but also compare myself to a Band-Aid. I always have to have like a little comic relief in there.
You bet.
I always really enjoy looking back on my own songwriting.
Hey, that's what you do. That's what makes it art. It really is.
Very
it really
true.
Is. Well, we sincerely enjoyed having you back here. This was a lot of fun. Thank you for sharing with us. We trust that after this airs, that on the 13th, you had an incredibly successful show.
Oh, I can't even tell you how great it was.
Well, we want to hear a little later on how great it was.
Yes.
And we want to hear back from you. Please stay in touch with us. Mel Mercandati from Nopacetic. And we've heard some amazing music. We know there's a lot more on the horizon. So please keep in touch with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me back on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Oh, anytime.
Hey, Quarter Pete, before we talk about who we've got coming up next, we are right in the heart of our fan favorites voting. Can you tell the folks a little bit about where they can find things? And maybe we're going to have a bunch of people that are going to vote for Mel and Nopacetic on this.
Yes. So they go to vehiclecitysound.com as the only place you can vote. There's a tab called Fan Favorites. And right now, if you go on there, there is a form you fill out. Basically, there's only four categories. That's it. It's very simple. And those who had been on our show for 2025, you're going to vote for the best male artist, the best female artist, band or group, and song of the year. And guess what? I'm going to give a preview again.
Ooh.
Little trophy.
Ooh. A little microphone.
Very sharp.
Isn't that cute, right?
That's so cute.
That is going on right now, and it will end on December 31st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, guys, get out there and vote. Let's go.
All right. All right. That's our 2025 fan favorites. We had a blast with that last year. We know we're going to again this year. Who do we have coming up next, Quarter Pete?
Yes. So we have Eleanor Swede. We're really excited about this one, too.
Yes, another great band. We're expanding our realm into, I believe, Louisiana for this one. So that's fantastic. It's a wrap on tonight's show. Mel Mercandati from Nopacetic, thank you so much again for joining
us.
Thank
you for having me.
Hey, folks, if you're out there in podcast land, we would really appreciate you looking us up on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And we're really hoping that you want to see the video version of this on YouTube. And we would love to have some new subscribers. Please consider doing so. If you want to know where we're going to be, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. That's got our schedule. We've got a few appearances coming up, actually. Thursday, December 18th, this show comes out on the 20th. We're going to be with Louie Lee at the Christmas Hop and Roll. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. If you have more bands like Nopacetic you want us to talk with, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Drop us a line there. We really appreciate all of your support. And hey, everybody, be good.